This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
Former President Donald Trump is sticking around on Illinois' ballot come March. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Despite efforts of voters across the state, the Illinois State Board of Elections unanimously voted to keep Trump on the primary ballot. Illinois now joins states like Michigan, Minnesota, and Oregon, where challenges to remove Trump from the ballots failed. So we had to get a quick update with Mawa Iqbal, State House reporter for WBEZ. And I started by asking Mawa whether she was surprised by a unanimous vote. Here's Mawa.
Honestly, we didn't really know what to expect. I sort of heard sort of whispers, and I guess the talk of the town was that it would most likely be a 4-4 split decision, mm-hmm. considering that the board is split 4-4 Republican Democrat. But we figured that this would eventually end up in the courts anyhow, just given how these challenges, like you mentioned, have been going in states like Michigan and Oregon. Unanimous vote definitely was not what we were expecting, but also we didn't really know what to
Who
expect.
Knows?
But
yeah.
it was pretty, yeah.
I get you. Well, let's go back a bit, right? Talk to us about who brought the challenge to the Illinois Elections Board and the rationale that they were resting their case on.
Yeah, so this was a group of 5 residents in Illinois. They come from pretty much all over the state. So from Chicago, then North Suburban Lindenhurst, even down to downstate Fairview Heights and Colfax. And they are working with this national voting rights group called Free Speech for People, which is this nonpartisan national group that advocates for election fairness. And so their rationale basically is that Trump should be disqualified from holding office for his engagement in the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol, which they say was an insurrection. And it violates this clause in the 14th Amendment that pretty much bars people from holding office if they were engaged in an act of insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. government. So they pointed to how he they claimed that he encouraged rioters to swarm the Capitol on January 6, 2021. All his comments about his former Vice President Mike Pence. And basically just talk about how it's the goal that he had that day was to block Democratic Joe Biden's certification as president.
Mm. And now the folks making that decision in our state, the Illinois Election Board, what do we know about them? Who makes up that board?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, it's a bipartisan board with a 4-4 Republican-Democratic split. You have some former lawmakers. You also have people who worked for the state Supreme Court and other circuit courts. It's a diverse group of people who all have experience in public service and at least in politics as well. I believe one of the board members, Jack Vritt, also ran for an office as a Republican candidate in Illinois. So, yeah, a lot of people who are very familiar with politics and state government and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So the board has jurisdiction to make that decision? I mean, why was there debate around that part of things?
Yeah, I guess it's unclear, right? The board, so in their decision, they said that, you know, they basically don't have the authority to rule on complex constitutional issues. They talked about how because they are a board of elections, most of the candidate objections cases that get brought to them are stuff like, you know, this candidate failed to filed a paperwork properly, or this candidate failed to get proper signatures, like the signatures were invalid on their statements of candidacy, or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to these constitutional issues, they feel like that's out of their purview. Of course, the objectors were arguing that it is within their purview, and they pointed to what happened in Colorado as an example of this, basically saying that the board has the power to make decisions like this. But I think ultimately the board felt like, you know, that it's a timeline thing, right? So they felt like they didn't have enough time to really sit down and consider this constitutional case, and wanted to defer to the court system. So yeah. They also talked about how, you know,
Well, I was gonna ask you what's next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say now the lawyers representing the objectors say they'll most likely be filing an appeal to the courts, probably in Cook County, since that's where most of the action has been happening. I'm going to reach out or try to get a hold of them today to see when they would file, and just to keep a tab on that. But that's definitely on the horizon.
Interesting. Yeah, the election board says they don't have the jurisdiction to take Trump off the ballot, that it should go to the courts. So that we're clear, will it go to the courts? Like, would that actually happen?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the lawyers seem pretty steadfast, and they've given statements and to the press about how they will be filing this in the Illinois court system. Whether that gets, you know, kicked up to the Supreme Court, we're not sure, because of course there is the U.S. Supreme Court case happening now from Colorado. So it'll be interesting to see how it moves through the court system. But it definitely will be in the courts, the state courts now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, voters who brought this suit will likely appeal this decision.
Yes, definitely.
Now, what are other states that are considering challenges like this? What's happening there?
Yeah, so of course we know about Colorado and Maine, but in Massachusetts, Oregon, Arizona, Michigan, I've seen too, and we've talked about, the challenges aren't really going in the objector's favor. It has been similar to what's happening in Illinois, where the state is deciding, you know, we're not going to rule on this, we're just going to kick it up to the courts and let them do it. But it is interesting that this national nonpartisan voting rights group that was working with the voters in Illinois, Free Speech for People, they're sort of like spearheading this movement. And then they filed they've started a dozen different movements in a dozen different states to try to get Trump kicked off the ballot. At least in Iowa, too, what I was reading this morning was the General Assembly there is trying to pass a measure to make sure that 14th Amendment challenges against candidates are prohibited in the state. So different efforts going on,
but really?
It seems like you said earlier, like a concerted effort to across the country.
So I mean, we already talked about the states that have also barred challenges to remove Trump from ballots. But what I'm hearing you say is that there have also been states that have sided with these sorts of challenges.
Yeah, only Colorado so far. Otherwise, all these other states, they've sided with against the challenges, and so decided to keep Trump on the ballot. But in Colorado, basically the State Board of Elections in Colorado or the state election authority there decided that that Trump should be kicked off the ballot, and that's why now we're seeing it up in the Supreme Court. But yeah, it's interesting. It seems like a lot of these other states are sort of ducking from the issue on similar grounds to Illinois, saying that they don't have the jurisdiction to rule on such an obscure, complex constitutional issue. And in Maine, too, the Democratic Secretary of State ruled that Trump did violate the 14th Amendment. So we have Maine siding with the objectors, but her ruling is sort of on hold until the Supreme Court issues a decision. So I guess, yeah, it's kind of just watching to see what happens with the Supreme Court.
Mawa Iqbal is a State House reporter for WBEZ. Thank you, Mawa. Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Micah Yasin and edited by Linnea Dominic. Every day on Reset, we bring you the latest local news and national stories. If you like what you hear, well, consider subscribing and leaving us a rating. I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you so much for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow morning.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.